Hey, hey, it's Digital Sister, and I'm back for another episode. I've been having some challenging times getting the podcast to you, but I'm going to keep trying and going to keep working at it and not be frustrated by the lack of support by some parties. We won't even go there, but you know who I'm talking about. In any event, what's up with the three Republican frontrunners, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, and John McCain, who are so arrogant that they don't feel that they have to show up for a Republican debate at Morgan State University, which is being sponsored by Tavis Smiley and Tom Joyner? I mean, it's just the height of arrogance that these three frontrunners don't feel that they have to address communities of color. They don't go after their vote. That's basically what they're saying. And interestingly enough, the Univision debate, which was to be sponsored in the for the Latino community, had to be canceled because none of the candidates would show up. And I think that speaks loud volumes of how these frontrunners are taking for granted they're not even taking for granted. They are totally discounting people of color. They only want to address Caucasian groups because they feel that these are the only people that they should get votes for. And it's really, I think, a slap in the face to communities of color that they won't even come and speak to you and address some of the issues that are really vexing right now in communities of color. And I think, you know, it makes you wonder about some of these black Republicans and Latino Republicans. Are you guys going to wake up and smell the coffee and see that the leadership really doesn't give a rat's ass about you? You know, I find that just really, really incredibly arrogant. Why wouldn't you want to go someplace and put your best foot forward and let people hear your views? But see, they're so busy catering to the conservative right and not wanting to step on those toes. But, I mean, people of color are in those groups, too, so I don't understand that. But I think it's in this day and age, in the 21st century, I think it's really ridiculous and it's really stupid. And it really shows today that race still matters and we have leadership. Front-runner Republican candidates who are basically thumbing their nose at communities of color because they don't feel that they are worthy of their time or even worthy of coming there for a debate. So I think people need to wake up and look at that and really smell the coffee about that. It's very, very arrogant. And Bill O'Reilly, I mean, what an idiot he is, you know. And what I'm talking about just speaks to this arrogance of, unfortunately, a lot of these white guys who are in these positions. I mean, for Bill O'Reilly to go have some dinner or lunch, whatever, at Sylvia's, which is a landmark restaurant in Harlem that everybody's been to, for him to go there and meet with Al Sharpton and say he was so surprised, basically, that, you know, that they use knives and forks, that nobody was yelling MF or bring me some more iced tea, that people were actually civil and having dinner. I mean, what an idiot. It just goes to show you that they live in their own narrow little worlds and they don't step outside of that. And to me, you need to wake up and expand your horizons so that you can see that other communities are actually civilized, okay? And really, he has a great forum that he could be doing, I think, some interesting shows exploring some of these topics and breaking down some of these stupid barriers. You had Roland Martin, who has a talk show out of Chicago. You know, they always call him Roland when there's racial things because he's affiliated with CNN. But he, too, thought it was really stupid of him. And he talked about Glenn Beck, who was another person I talked about in previous podcasts, who said he doesn't have any black friends because he's afraid of what he might say. I mean, that is, like, totally stupid, too. You don't have black friends because that's how you are. You don't feel that black people are viable people that you want to associate with. Let's just say it like it is. You don't feel you have to have black friends, okay? And maybe you don't. But it's really stupid for you to say it like that. Just say you don't really want to be friends with black people, okay? And I'm sure he doesn't have any African Americans on the staff of his radio show, and I'm sure neither does Bill O'Reilly. So that really lets us know that they live in these little narrow worlds, and they make these stupid remarks, and it just really shows how ignorant they truly are, even though you've got these fat, bank accounts and you're getting this big bucks. It really shows how narrow-minded and isolated many people in the media really and truly are. Very frightening to me, extremely frightening. And, I mean, a perfect example was the whole Gina Six thing. I mean, black media was talking about this a long time ago, and I heard about it kind of late in the game, too, but I heard it on the Michael Bazin show. And then, as it turns out, you didn't hear anything about it from the major white media. CNN started picking up the mantle a little bit more into it, but it was just amazing to me that the media didn't even pick up on this. They didn't even talk about it. They didn't even report about it until black media brought it to the forefront. So, again, black media, I have to agree with Jesse Jackson, it was their finest hour in terms of getting information out. And I think what it really shows is that our media is really more concerned with international and foreign news than they are with really dealing with some of the issues that are here right here at home and the issues that we need to address right here. So, it's serious out here. And remember Gil Scott-Heron, the revolution will not be televised. Well, the revolution is happening on radio, and I think it's a great thing. So in any event, I want to just thank you for tuning in. And let me not forget to give a great big shout-out to Dr. Mo with his Danger Zone podcast, because he's a great friend. He's included Digital Sister on his Black Pod page, so I'm really excited about that. I was very surprised, but I was very excited about that. And actually, he was my very first fan. So kudos and great support to Dr. Mo and Danger Zone. Thank you for your support. And to my listeners, thank you for continuing to tune in. And thank you for being patient as I work through these technological glitches. Just thank you. So in any event, Digital Sister signing out, and hopefully I will be back to you in a few days with another commentary and another great podcast. Thanks. Talk to you soon.